It certainly has. The actual legislation changed back in about 2016 in Australia, and as such, we've been on that trail ever since, culminating to the point now where we're basically got product ready to be distributed to patients, but it has been a bit of a long haul.
And a big learning curve.
It certainly has. It's one of those things that when you feel like you're first down the path, you're not really sure what's around the corner. We've met those challenges along the way. Yeah, we're pretty comfortable where we're sitting now.
Describe what we've got here.
Overall, it's a secure facility, I suppose, first and foremost, about 10 hectares. Given the nature of the products we have, that's obviously essential. And from there, within it, we have the full gambit of the product. We have a genetics research area that helps define and refine what we do. We have full cultivation, a greenhouse facility, as well as an outdoor growing area of about 2.5 hectares. We have extraction capacity and formulation capacity on site, as well as bottling of both liquids as well as flower products.
And plenty of security.
Plenty of security. Wherever you go, there'll be a camera watching you, and certainly all of the doors are controlled via card access. Yeah, you can't get in or out unless we want you to.
Now, talking about people getting in and out, how many staff do you have at the moment, and what's the future plans for staff numbers?
Yeah, currently we have about 40 permanent and casual staff combined. With the commissioning of our new greenhouse, we expect those numbers will increase to about 100. And seasonally, when we have our outdoor crop going, we have upwards of about 20 people employed there as well. So quite a big operation.
You could almost play a game of AFL football in that greenhouse, couldn't you?
You could. You certainly could. It's an amazingly big space when you actually get in there and sort of size it up. It's a big area.
Now, growing the medicinal cannabis, just take us through what steps there are and how long it takes to harvest.
So I suppose it all starts with right from the mother plant and propagation area where we have mother plants. They're our stock, if you like. We take a number of cuttings on a fortnightly basis, up to about 400. They're held in little humidity cribs, if you will, for about 2 weeks till the roots start to come through, at which point they're then transferred into the greenhouse for up to 4 weeks. So they basically mature. At that point, they're on a regime of 21 hours of light, obviously artificial light most of the time. And then after that, they're moved through to the flowering end of the greenhouse where the light regime changes down to 12 hours of light, 12 hours of dark for a further 8 weeks, at which point they're then harvested and we go from there. Every fortnight we have a harvest. All the plants just sort of rotate forward.
And it's the flowers mainly you're after?
It is, it is. We the idea is to produce a GMP quality flower ready for patient use. As a byproduct of that process, we do produce or are able to extract oil for formulation work as well. There's not much of the plant that we don't use, which is great.
So it's been a long few years, and the road to selling the product now is there, and you're on that road.
It certainly is. It's been a long path, and it's fair to say there have been times when we thought that we were close previously to being ready, but as we sort of say in this industry, you don't know what you don't know sometimes, and a few other hurdles get thrown up along the way. But yeah, we're certainly at that point now where we're ready for action.
It's not the sort of product that you can go down and sell at the Salamanca markets, or that you can post off to someone. How are you going to market it?
Look, it is difficult, as we are as a producer. We can produce patient-ready products. However, it's really up to the medical profession to prescribe those and be aware of our product and then go down that path. It's all done predominantly under the special access scheme. Requires the approval of the Therapeutic Goods Administration for each of the initial scripts. So, yeah, look, raising of our profile is a challenge, which we're now meeting head on, like a lot of our other challenges. You know, I suppose from our point of view, we're sitting by thinking, well, we're one of the very few genuine seed-to-patient companies in Australia. We have continuity of supply. We have all of the factors of production in-house and on-site, and we've priced ourselves very competitively within the market as well. So we're hoping that given those factors, we'll undertake, you know, a marketing campaign as best we can in the near future that starts to pay dividends.
Under all the regulations you're under?
Yes, they are challenging. There's no two ways about it. Given the nature of the products themselves, it's very limited in the way we can promote ourselves. Certainly, we're mindful of that. Yeah, look, it's one of those things, and the whole industry is in that same boat, so it's just one of those processes you have to go through.
And it's quite a unique industry in its own right, isn't it, really?
Yeah, look, it is. And as you would have seen as we went round, it sort of is a mixture between agriculture and pharmaceuticals. End products are all classed as pharmaceutical products. However, there is a fair degree of agriculture mixed in there, certainly on our site. And part of the challenge, particularly for flour products, is to have them behave in a way that is that fits a pharmaceutical regime, which isn't always as simple as it might sound.
So to be consistent?
To be consistent, to basically behave in the way that everyone, all of the regulators expect for pharmaceuticals to be. So every time that a patient picks up the product and uses it, they can be confident that it's the same as it was last time. That's the key.
How important an industry do you see it for Tasmania?
I certainly think that we have a very unique opportunity here in Tasmania, and certainly on our site we do. We have a very good climate for growing of cannabis products. It's quite conducive to optimal growing environment. It could be a bit warmer sometimes and a bit more sun, but it's certainly the air itself is relatively dry, so we don't have too many issues of humidity and mould and those sorts of things in the crops. Which has been shown by our ability to have two successful outdoor crops, which is a fairly unique process in itself compared to the way you grow in a greenhouse, which is very controlled. Obviously, outside, we're open to the elements somewhat. But Tasmania itself, I think this is a good opportunity for us. We're able to expand, and we're also able to, I think, develop some pretty strong bonds with other parts of Tasmania, particularly interested in partnering with, and as we've had some discussion with, potentially areas of the state government. It's obviously a pharmaceutical product. It's a medicine that has wide-ranging uses. We'd just like to be part of that promotion and part of raising the awareness of the product throughout the community.